Joe Tessitore is going to be making his way over here in just a moment. So he'll pick up a headset and join us live here on the air. Again, Sports Call, Tiger 95.9 FM and the Tiger Communications app. J.J. Jackson and here on air with Tom Peavy.
Live radio. We're getting everything set up.
Headsets going on and everything.
Tom, how's everybody?
We're doing well. Man.
Good.
Trying to avoid the rain getting here from Auburn. It was one of those.
Yeah, it was bad, right?
One of those drives. Yeah. And then, of course, you get out of the rain, everybody still wants to drive 25 miles an hour. And it's like, let's go, guys. Let's move.
Are we live? Are we on
air? We are live.
Okay,
we are
good.
Live in Auburn.
Good. We are not in commercial break.
No, not at all. This is live, and we're off and rolling with Joe Tessitore.
That is great. Nice to see you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited you're here. We've been here.
That's nice of you to say. I'm excited anytime I see some War Eagle stuff in these colors.
Yes.
That is a very special place to me.
Why do you say that?
Oh, it's just been, Auburn, and I have great friends down there.
Sure.
Kirk is one of my closest friends in the entire business. And Auburn has been woven into the fabric of my professional career.
Sure.
Having written and been the executive producer of Roll Tide War Eagle, the 30 for 30 documentary, and having done so many Auburn games through the years, and, everything I've done at ESPN in hosting all our, college football live events and shows and primetime games, and so it's just a very, and helping get this network off the ground and all the SEC nations we did there, it's just a very dear place to me. And having dinners at Acre and drinking at the Auburn Hotel. And
David Bancroft in Acre.
David knows how to bring it. David, Todd Blackledge and I have had six-hour dinners there.
Okay.
Where freshly harvested venison that's not even 24 hours old has been served to us tartar with the heart still beating. So, I like it there. No, I'm not exaggerating. Actually, I'm
no serious. Kidding.
Oh, I've had venison heart there, tartar style. So.
Wow. And vegetables from the parking lot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
literally.
He does a great job. Everybody does all the food.
Mr. Iron Chef David Bancroft over there. So, mentioning Auburn and memories, is there one particular memory that you have that maybe a first memory or something that jumped out that you're like, oh, my gosh, this place is special?
Heck, Cam's year, I was down there doing games, and I was just working with Chiz earlier today for a couple hours of live TV. So that season was obviously really special. And then, having spent years doing the Heisman Trophy broadcast, being part of that broadcast for years. So, that year was obviously special and, both championship games, one win, one loss, being out there for those and, just a lot of memories through the years. Heck, I mean, listen, I used to even drive down in the, go down in the springtime, just go to spring practices and stand behind Gus and try to learn the nuances of the offense. An offense, by the way, that when my son, who's now getting ready to finish up his college football career, which makes me feel really old, but when he was a prep star in New England, an offense that was used, the exact same offense, to win four consecutive undefeated New England prep championships.
Wow.
And Gus was kind enough to back then, and when everybody, Rhett Lashley and all the guys, to have our coaching staff be able to come down. So Auburn North was the best high school football team.
Wow.
Joe Rosemary Hall.
Joe Tessitore from ESPN and ABC is joining us on Sports Call here today. I got to get.
Are these all your interns? Production staff?
No, we've got a full staff.
Travon Reed, former Auburn NFL star.
That's where I was going
nice
to go to next.
But like it's an army of people here. What is going on?
It very much so is.
Nobody else has this kind of staff. What is going on?
Security. I mean, we do it big in Auburn.
And everybody's got the nice shirts.
Right.
Javon Cutler over here is our bouncer.
Seriously. Everybody looks
so, Joe,
great.
Just don't get out of line.
The 25th year the show has been in existence, so we're celebrating it.
I mean, it's
a big deal. So
it's nice.
You mentioned Coach Chizik and Travon Reed here played for Chiz from 2010 to 2014 and then a five-year career with
don't
the
make
Seahawks
him come,
and Chargers.
Don't make him come down here and make you do up-downs. Keep him upstairs.
What's it like working with Chiz?
Oh, he's very smart. He's got a very high-functioning IQ. He's a very generous broadcaster. He makes other broadcasters around him better, so which is important. We have Ben Watson, former 15-year NFL tight end, Super Bowl champion, is day one on the SEC Network today. And I'm sitting there, and you know, he's flanked by Chiz, and you can see how generous Chiz was in teeing him up and getting him. You know, he has a very high functioning broadcast IQ.
That's awesome.
Would you have ever thought that when you just think about Chizik as the coach? You know, I mean, but does it take a little bit of time for him to?
He's a smart guy. He's a good communicator, and he's really, really likable. You know, it's funny. It's funny we bring up mention Roll Tide War Eagle, the 30 for 30, because I can he's got a big role in that, and I can remember when we sat with him for his portion of the movie. He's very good in that way.
Right.
Like listen. All these coaches at this level, they can flip the switch and turn it on, and they can be dynamic on camera when they want to be.
Talking a little bit of ball now.
Yeah, talk ball.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So
which
you
is
mentioned
the best part of being here.
That's
year,
right.
No doubt.
Well,
that we're not talking COVID protocols and will we have a season. No, we're actually talking ball.
Yeah, we're actually talking ball.
Yeah.
But you mentioned the offense, Gus Malzahn. Well, he's no more.
That's
with
right.
Auburn.
You're all about Mike Bobo now.
Mike Bobo.
They're all about Brian Harsin, who I first met in, 2006 or 7? 2007? On Chris Peterson's staff?
Right.
With Kellen Moore and all those guys.
Yeah.
And all those great Boise teams. And I would go out there, and I think the first time I hit Brian this week on this, but he gave me one of the all-time great restaurant recommendations. I don't know where to eat in Boise, Idaho. There aren't a lot of Italian Americans from New York in Boise, Idaho.
I wouldn't imagine.
We don't go out there much.
Yeah.
So he set me up really good. So yeah. He's anybody gives a good restaurant recommendation now.
They're good in your book.
Yeah. What do you think the translation to the SEC is going to look like for Harsin?
He knows how to win football. He knows how to coach football.
That's the most important thing.
And then what he did with the staff made it where it's a non-issue.
Right.
So the two coordinator hires and the way he filled out the rest of the staff makes it a non-issue. And everybody jumped on that early. He is extremely impressive in organizing a program, running practices, getting ready for a game, and then executing a game plan. Because, obviously, not only is he a great football coach and he's a great football mind, but he comes from his pedigree and who he was with and under the tutelage of is a guy who's in the very rare air of doing that, Chris Peterson.
Joe Tessitore joining us on the show. Before we let you go, I
got
to ask.
By the way, Auburn's
this.
Being completely dismissed, which is ridiculous.
I was going to ask. That was what I was going to ask.
There is no team. Yeah, I just said that. I actually said this on air about 2 hours ago. I get it. I understand what the SEC West is this year. I understand first-year coaching staff. It's as if they don't even exist when we start talking.
Yeah.
If people think Auburn isn't going to, kick somebody in the ass this year and isn't going to play good football, they're out of their mind.
I've seen them pick last in the West. I literally have seen them pick last in the West.
I think the West is great. Top to bottom.
Absolutely.
But you got to be kidding. You have the best running back in the league. You have among the most experienced quarterbacks in the league who, when he's on, he's on. And when he's playing, he's great. Like, there's enough talent at every level of the defense. I understand you lost all the receivers. I get it. People are nuts with how much they're just dismissing Auburn.
Yeah.
Joe, you're too kind with your time. We certainly do appreciate it. Didn't even have time to get to Holy Moly.
Holy Moly is the most fun I've ever had in my career.
I'm a putt-putt enthusiast.
Outside of eating barbecue. You got to get on the show.
I need to.
Why don't you go online and see and then, say nice things about Steph Curry and Rob Riggle, and they'll get you on the show.
Okay.
You can
and
win
I'll
a quarter of $1 million, and I could make fun of you for an hour on ABC.
I can't wait.
All right.
We're
going to
do that.
Thursdays at 8 Central down there on the plains.
Thank you so much. Okay, we appreciate it.